You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, y'all.
Hour number three brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits. Your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the NOLA area. 2025 St. Charles Avenue across from Eiffel. Next door to Mr. John's Steakhouse. Had a great time there on Friday. It was so cool seeing Matt and my buddy was listening. And he was like, dude, I have a little Pappy Van. What? Yes, they do. And he hooked them up. Not everywhere apparently has that and sells that. So apparently it's a big deal. 800-998-1003, as I said, updated Super Bowl odds. Sportsbook USA's Jeff Sherman has the Saints as the second best right now. New England 2-1, New Orleans 9-2. KC, Green Bay, San Francisco 10-1, Minnesota 12-1, Dallas 18-1. Baltimore 20-1, Rams and Indy 25-1, Seattle, Houston 30-1, Bears, Philly, Panthers 40-1, Buffalo 50-1, Chargers, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Joey, Oakland 100-1. There's always a chance, Joey. Just put a buck in, you get 100. Jacksonville, Tennessee, Detroit 200-1, Arizona, the Saints' next opponent 300-1. Tampa, Denver, the Jets, 500-1, 1,000-1 are the Giants. Atlanta, Washington, 2,000-1. Cincinnati, 10,000-1. And Miami, 50,000-1 are the odds right there. So the fact that they have not, you know, done it, give you an idea. So 800-998-1003, want to get your thoughts on the Saints, game balls, pats on the back, who needs to have a seat with coach. Here's where we'll hear from Teddy and Sean following the game from yesterday. And we'll mix in some of your thoughts already online that we've gotten at ESPN Radio NOLA, at GCAT _17 as well. The Monster says on Twitter, the O-line, Vaughn and Murray all deserve game balls and pats on the back. Again, the play of the offensive line was pretty incredible. Well, Khalil Mack had, what, one quarterback hit? And for the most part, the Saints did everything to try to make sure that he didn't have a very good day. One of the things that Miranda says, look, Von Bell, give him a game ball. Again, popping that fumble out and just causing mayhem. He's really playing well. Had a nice season last year, playing well again this year.
The West Bank Hoodat on Twitter. Game ball, Murray, Bell, O-line. Pat on the back, everyone else but Ginn. Seat next to coach, Ted Ginn.
Oh, come on. He's had some high balls thrown to him. Now, yesterday,
he should have had a touchdown yesterday.
I know. It's a little late. The ball's a little late. I hear you. Look, it's in his arms, in his hands. He should have caught it. Yes.
There was one towards like middle of the game where Teddy could have thrown a little bit ahead of him a little bit
like
more,
said,
and it could have been a touchdown.
But yeah, I get it. At the end of the day, you're a receiver and your job's to have receptions. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Jeffrey, game ball Murray. Pat on the back, Teddy. Great job. He says, seat with coach, special teams. Two onside kick muffs. Kick return for touchdown. Holding on. The punt return for a touchdown, which was a terrible call, by the way. The Deontay Harris, which, again, it'll be interesting to me because I thought he looked on the other punt, the one before that, like he got nicked up, like pulled something or stepped wrong, looked a little injured, and then he comes back and scores the touchdown, and you see him kind of, I would say labor in the end zone, but he takes a breath. And I was like, man, he's hurt. And he still ran a punt back for a touchdown. It's incredible. That ain't got called back. But yeah, special teams, look, for whatever reason yesterday, something tells me you're going to see this week at practice a few extra reps for special teams. Oh, and I can assure you, he did not enjoy the flight home. Special team staff did not enjoy the flight home. I mean, it could have made that game a lot tighter than it needed to be. It already was a lot tighter than it needed to be.
All right, we have a few responses on Facebook with who has the game ball. So, Pete on Facebook, whole team was phenomenal. Tommy, this is kind of a long one. Game ball goes to Latavius Murray and Von Bell. Pat on the back goes to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson for stepping up as the nickel and playing with cockiness that the defensive has been lacking. I think Teddy B needs to have a little bit more time standing next to coach so that Taysom Hill gets more reps and not just gimmick plays. The defense are starting to key on those QB option runs every week.
Yeah, look, I think one of the other things that'll be interesting to see is once this offense actually starts to play with all of its complements, right? Like, am I the only one that just thinks I'm expecting just ridiculousness, right? We haven't really seen it. Hadn't really seen it just yet.
I mean, yesterday was definitely a breath of fresh air from last week when it was just a field goal competition.
But it's so. What I've always said, though. This team can run the football when Sean wants to. It's a mindset that you have to, and it's got to be in the game plan early and stuff. And you got to stick with it. And they did a great job in doing that, I think. Saul, hands team, needs to go have a seat next to coach. Game ball, Murray, pat on the back, the offensive line. Shout out Mac for sacks and the defensive line as well. Get those pats on the back. Head coach Sean Payton, overall, thought that they did what they needed to do on offense to win this game.
We're not prognosticators or predictors, or we're just trying to improve each week. And I say that, you know, we feel like there's more out there, you know. And so I think they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. I thought, again, that it's hard to win games if you can't rush the football with any type of consistency. And I thought we stopped the run. And then as that game wore on, we ran the ball well.
You know, it's the play on the front end and on the back end. And what I mean by that is just the line at the back end, front line on the offense and on defense in terms of being able to, I think, control it. You're seeing the same line just really, really play well. Cam Jordan after the game said he puts him up there with anybody in the NFL. It's hard to disagree with it. Sean Payton, specifically on the battle up front.
You know, I said during the week, that's what we are paid to do. And it's always, there's always going to be some flux. And so finding the roles for guys, you know, what we felt guys could do well. We stumbled a little bit in the red zone. I thought defensively we were outstanding again. We didn't allow a rushing first down, I don't think. We knew we were playing a good return team. They had the kickoff return that kind of, you know, brought that game closer. But I thought as the second half went on, I thought clearly we outrushed them. We won that battle up front. That was significant. If you win that, you're going to win most of the games.
And you did, and you saw it. And again, just you heard Coach Payton sort of say, look, you had chances in that game. You left points. You know, you brought up the missed field goals, a couple opportunities. Ted Ginn, you know, dropping some stuff. I mean, that game could have blown open. And again, you don't have your full complement of weapons just yet. And it's pretty remarkable.
I felt like that. I felt like we won the line of scrimmage. So, and I honestly, I'm not so sure we weren't winning it in the first half. And I probably was as guilty of keeping us or holding us back. But we finally distanced ourself with the score. It seemed frustrating early on. I mean, we had the blocked punt and we're not able to fall on it. Again, the punt return at the end of the half, I think Zach was outstanding on the play. It's what we coach. And it was a great return. And unfortunately, they called a penalty on it. But we responded to some of that. And that's kind of how our game is. That's kind of how things happen.
By the way, that's twice in the press conference that he did mention it. He could care less if he's going to get. But you see, here's the thing. I don't think he should be fined for that if he is or not. I don't know, right? But I mean, you're not supposed to comment on officiating, but that's why you heard him say, that's what we coach. We coach him to do that. And again, if you're going to call that holding, have you ever seen holding on the line? Like the ball is being punted over your head. And Zach, like, he has his hands engaged. Like you even heard it on a broadcast. They're like, man, if that's holding, I mean, it's just crazy to me. If that's the case, you know, you heard us mention earlier with Juan, I thought the play calling from Sean Payton the last 2 weeks has been excellent, right? I mean, you know, Tampa, obviously you sort of saw that, but I think the Tampa game, you saw him open it up a little bit more, but this week, and we talked about it earlier in the week, last week about, look, if you don't have Cook, if you don't have Kamara, just, you know, open up the playbook, have fun with it. Right? Remember, I was like, end arounds, do this, do all kinds of things. What he does? He pulls out a fullback option to the right. And, you know, a lot of those times when I say, hey, be creative with the play calling, it's not just exotic. I've referenced it already. Brian Baldwinger bringing up the pass to Michael Thomas, one of his 9 receptions for 131, in which Sean keeps max protection on top of max protect, 9 players to protect Teddy. 1 person goes out for a route. It's Michael Thomas. So it gives him mass protection. And he says, all right, you're the best receiver in the game. Go, Michael. Go get open. He finds a soft spot. Teddy delivers the ball. I would put that, wouldn't you, Jordan, as creative play calling. And that's what I was referring to with Juan earlier, just putting Teddy Bridgewater in position to succeed. He's not spreading out everybody, empty backfield, and saying go wing it out there 54 times. It's just smart play calling. Coach on it.
Look, if you go back, I had a couple boneheaded calls, but I thought we ran the ball pretty efficiently. The outside play I called somewhere in the second or third quarter wasn't really good, so I thought all along our plan was going to be to give us a chance. We thought that was important.
Corey on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA at GCAT_17. Peyton and Allen put on a coaching clinic yesterday. Most impressive coaching job I've seen in the last 10 years in the NFL. Look, that's a tough place to go up there and play. That team, they need all their wins. Already in a division where the Packers kind of look like they're starting to pull away there. The Vikings, I said at the beginning of the season, I thought they were good. You saw it in preseason with the Saints. I know it's preseason. That's a good team. They're coached well. If they get their offense going, they're a good football team. It's a team in the last several years that, more often than not, is a playoff team. It's a good football team. Lions could have a win or two more if they'd have executed or not gotten robbed at Green Bay. So that's a tough division. That's a game they needed yesterday, Chicago. And if you remember last week, I said, look, I think the key and the one I gave on Friday is just to be the aggressor. Just be aggressive. Offense, defense, special teams, be aggressive. And take that fight to them. And I thought they did. I think that's what impressed me the most about that win yesterday. In the Dell sends a gif of Sean Payton going, boom. That's who he has for his game ball, Coach Payton. Bocage, game ball, Murray, pat on the back, Gray, who blocked the punt. I thought also Jordan set a tone, right? And Coach Payton said it wasn't a call. Remember I just said be aggressive on every aspect, special teams, offense, defense. Coach after the game said the block punt wasn't a cold block punt.
I just know we were rushing 8 based on, you know, the down and distance was one that you just got to be careful. You're not going to allow a fake. So it wasn't a called block, though. It was a good play. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to fall on it. But
I know, right? I mean, that would have been great to start 7-0. But I thought it set the tone right from the get-go, man. I think a play like that just sets the tone and helps you up. Even though it's 2, it against that team, when you know they struggle to score, anything you could have gotten, you would have loved 7. To where Teddy hadn't even gone out there and you get 7 points already would have been great. But I think it just set the tone right then and there.
I think it sucks for the special teams because they did quite a few good things
right
in that Chicago game. I mean, you blocked two punts, essentially. You had that one tip punt that was called a flag but then taken back. And then you had a kick, a punt return called back.
For a touchdown.
I mean, but you also gave up, a really big play, scoring a touchdown for the Bears.
Well, you're just not shaking your head when that happened.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. Will Lutz, hit the record 35 consecutive road kicks, and then he misses the next two. The first of the two misses, I mean, you saw the camera angles behind him. That ball starts down the middle. I mean, it looked like it was going down the middle, and then it just kept tailing to the right, but that started down the middle. It looked good. And the other one was just short. But look, I'm not even thinking about it, right? I mean, he's still solid, and he's fine. He's going to be good. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Let's hear from Teddy Bridgewater when we come back. Hour 3 is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Free delivery orders over in Orleans Parish, anything over $20. Trust me, it's fantastic. You sell wine by the glass. The deli's good. Jay ate there. The cigar room was across from where we broadcasted from. Every time that door opened, the smell, right? If you like the smell of cigars, man, you walk in, it was nice. But the thing that actually stood out to me that was most impressive, Jordan, was the beer cooler, right? So this weekend, I might have gone into a store or two, your typical grocery, to get stuff. And they just don't have the beer selection that we saw, which was incredible. The walk-in cooler, 700 different beers. 700.
That was just in the beer cooler.
Like, and specifically, Nola and Abita, they have 6 packs of beers I've never seen or even knew they made. And I did not find them at all this week. And I purposely looked to see some of the ones that we saw, didn't see it. So, again, it's worth stopping in. Go straight to the back from the front door, walk in the beer cooler. I promise you, if you're a huge fan of Nola, anything on Chapatulas right now, any of the microbrews, they have special 6 packs and 4 packs over there that will stand out. They even sell pint cans as well. So give it a try. It's right there. Very easy to get to, right next to Mr. John's Steakhouse, 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits, sponsors of hour number 3 of the Sports Hangover. Don't go anywhere. You're home for Pels basketball. It's right here, ESPN New Orleans.
Henry's favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Stephen A. Smith here. If you're like me, you have a mortgage and a family who depends on your income, then you need to protect the ones you love with life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Smith.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil.
it gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a fast oil change at a Mopar Express lane near you.
Join us for the Louisiana Swamp Stomp Festival at the Lafourche Central Market in Raceland, Saturday, November 2nd. Free admission and music by the Quattro Coin Throwdown, Waylon Thibodeau and the Daiquiri Queens. The DeZalmans Elementary Dancers will also perform. Bring a chair and enjoy the traditional Cajun dancehall music and great Cajun food made by Spar Seafood and Gina's at the Legion. There'll be several local artisans, so be there this Saturday, 11 to 4:30, and enjoy the great weather and the spirit of our Louisiana culture.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I don't know if there's any coincidence whatsoever that this song came on when you decided to stop in and say hi to us. Little Rod Stewart.
Anything's better than Rebecca Black, so I'll take anything.
It could also
my
be my theme song. Just saying. Don't you think? No.
Yeah, that's your theme song.
No, my theme song could be if you think I'm sexy. I'm just saying. Little Rod Stewart.
Keyword there?
If. Well, again, that's why I said could. If.
I wish you weren't the show host. I'd turn off your mic right now.
You could still do it, Jordan. No. You just might not have a job tomorrow.
Exactly right. Now, look, tomorrow we'll be over at Tracy's 3rd and Magazine Street. On Tuesdays we'll be over there having a good time.
Putting the band back together.
One of the things that, of course, we look forward to as the week continues is moving forward, and we're counting down a lot of different times and days and things to that nature. You know, LSU, Alabama, we get that. Look, this week is an important week, I think. Any time Auburn comes into LSU, it's just, you know, I mean, including the game that Jordan was famously there for. You know, when everyone was gone in the third quarter? Remember the great comeback at Auburn? You remember?
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
That's incredible.
And he left.
350,000 LSU fans were there. They all remember the comeback. Too bad every time Auburn punted the football and the camera showed the ball go up in the air, the entire upper deck and that side of the field was empty.
I was there.
Until halftime.
I was there.
And you left.
Temporarily there.
You left. You did not witness the comeback.
I went.
By the way,
I
think a little bit different, obviously. When you take a look at this game and you look at the win, man, LSU just it's very parallel the Saints season right now. And what I mean by that is, don't you just get the sense and feel, even if something bad happens, there's no panic. There's just they come back and they get over it.
Yes.
You know, and they move forward, right? I mean, when you look at the Saints yesterday, you get a punt return callback for holding. You get a kick return that it could have, and it did change momentum for a little bit. You know, that place kind of got going and that team got going. But you never got that sense and feel, the wheels are about to fall off, right? LSU got basically no points in that opening quarter. I mean, it's like 3-0, and it's relax. And you can just see it, though, right, from the demeanor. And what I mean by that is you don't see forced plays. And I said that early in the show. What stands out to me with the Saints right now is that everyone's just doing their role, their job. You don't see a lot of other people trying to overextend themselves and try to make a little bit more out of something else. Atlanta yesterday can't even close out the game. The guy's trying to make a play. God bless them. But the Rams, they're ready to go home. Just grab it, take a knee. Schaub, because Noodle Arm got hurt. He's going to probably throw a Hail Mary. It's ball game. Instead, he becomes a pinata and is getting killed by Rams players, fumbles, goes in the end zone, touchdown Rams. But I felt that with LSU as well this weekend, right? Just calm, nothing was forced, and just let's just get the off edge going, and it eventually started to click, and Burrow and the LSU offense that game was, again, the score closer than it really was.
It's the difference between a complete team and a team that's just really good. The Saints are a complete team, 100% all the way. Special teams, they had their struggles yesterday. It's rare that you block two punts and you lose special teams because the Bears did more than you on special teams and you made some mistakes. But LSU is almost a complete team. They have got to clean up their third down defense. It is abysmal. It was horrible against Florida. I mean, and the worst part is, Gus, is it's not just they pick up 4 yards on first, they pick up 3 yards on second, and it's third and three. Those are tough to stop. Mm-hmm. This is stop on first, stop on second, it's third and 10 or third and 12, and they're picking it up. Mississippi State wasn't quite as bad. They kind of cleaned up a little bit of it, but you're not going up against the same type of talent that you're going up against in Florida. I got to see that cleaned up against Auburn, because right now, if you were to ask me about the LSU-Alabama game, you're looking at a basketball score. This could be 74-72.
Now, again, Tua's health is going to throw something into this. Now, let's see what happens. He had a tightrope procedure done, whatever that means when it comes
from
to
from what I'm hearing,
strength.
This is the same thing he had done
same
a couple years
exact,
ago.
No, last year. Same exact thing. But we did see, now they did win, but he was limited. When Tua can move, that's a different team.
Right.
And I thought it they lost the SEC. I mean, I thought it cost them in certain games.
High ankle sprains are not easy to play with.
He never looked the same.
Right.
He never did. In a national title, he just never looked the same. So let's see what happens. And believe me, look, it is what it is. You know, it was funny. I saw the tweet earlier today that said, oh, finally Alabama will play without their top quarterback, maybe against LSU. It evens things out because LSU has been playing without a quarterback the last several years against Alabama. But again, that's 2 weeks from now, man. I mean, that's 3 weeks, actually.
You got 3 weeks,
this game,
you have to buy.
Bye week, and then that
yes.
one. So you got to get this one in. Auburn's ranked ninth. I understand it. I do not think they have the offense to compete with LSU.
They don't.
They just don't. I understand perfectly. They put a 50 burger on Arkansas, 51-10. If you remotely watch the highlights of that game, they tried a fake punt down 17-0, and the Razorback punter threw a chest pass, two-handed
chest
pass.
Looked like a basketball shot.
Like a basketball shot to the guy crossing behind the guys blocking for the punt and right into the arms of an Auburn Tiger.
And he looked stunned that the ball came to him.
They're terrible. Arkansas is not going to win a game in the SEC.
No, I agree with that completely.
So good luck there, Chad Morris. He might have stayed at SMU, where right now, by the way, with their 16th or something, they moved up to the polls.
Yeah, they're a legitimate team.
They're pretty good. The only thing I bring up is, again, Auburn did rush the football. Again, they're not asking Bo Nix to go out there and win it.
No.
12-17, 176. That's pedestrian numbers. Now, he had 3 TDs, but again, if you look at those touchdowns, they're not asking him to go out there and throw the ball. But he had no interceptions, but they rushed for 298 yards. So, look, 84, 59, 48, 30. Those are all the different players for Auburn that had yardage in there. 10 carries, 11 carries. Martin and Williams had 10 and 11. So they're going to try to run the football against LSU. But if the Tigers can get some points on the board, I just don't see Bo Nix dropping back and winging to do that. So if LSU just tackles and wins the line of scrimmage,
That's it.
If you want to go beat Bama, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get pressure on whoever that quarterback is.
Auburn has been living off their defensive line, and their defensive line is going to have to win this game for them. They're going to have to shut down LSU. The only shot that they have is to get serious pressure on Joe Burrow with 4 guys. If they can do that, then they have a chance. If they can drop their linebackers back into the seams and take away the short slants from LSU, they've got a shot. I just don't know if they can do it.
The other thing that's beautiful, though, if you're an LSU fan, is why I keep saying I think they have as good a shot as any to go Alabama. Right?
Yes,
I really honestly do. Until you beat them, though, I'm not going to say you can or you are.
I'm right there with
you. But I'm confident that we're going to see a different outcome. We can. They have the ability. You got to go make them. Okay? You got to go make the plays. What I'm saying, though, is I think if that's your only loss, you're going to be good. And actually, it's a good thing that Auburn is back in the top 10. They're now number 9, right, in the AP. They're 10 in the coaches' poll. The last home game you had, you faced number 7 Florida. They faced Texas early in the season. So they have more wins against top 25 teams than just good teams. That I think it helps. So it helps because if they hammer Auburn, that's the number 9 team in the country. They beat the number 7 team in the country. So I think I'm not saying it's building you some slack because I don't think that's how they're looking at this season, you know? But, and I'm not referencing just the November game. You're going to have to go play the SEC championship game if you beat Alabama. And that's going to be another
test.
I'm not sold on
Georgia, though. I'm really not. I think they've taken a step backwards.
Look, the winner of the SEC is, I think, Bama or LSU.
I think so. I agree.
You've seen Florida.
Yeah.
And they played. That offense That was the best offensive game they had all season.
Yeah.
And you've seen it. So you've seen the best Mullen's going to give you just yet for now. And if you're at that game and you're one game away to really solidify the playoff spot, look, Florida, Georgia, I think whoever wins the West wins the SEC.
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't see enough. You said it, Georgia. You know, when you were on vacation, I said it, I'm not sold on Georgia because I watched them play against Notre Dame. I was extremely disappointed in them against Notre Dame. And then they turn around and lose to South Carolina at home. You can't do that. I'm sorry. You know, this is just, I just don't know what's happened to Georgia, but that offense is not the same as it was. I think LSU-Alabama is for the SEC championship, and the loser sits back and hopes that either Oklahoma, Ohio State, or Clemson loses somewhere along the lines, mm-hmm. and they can sneak in the back door as the fourth team, and the SEC would get a second team in there.
So it's Bama, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson dropping from the top four, you know, spots there in the top five. Oklahoma is five. Penn State is six. So with their win, they moved up. They're going to play Ohio State at some point. One of those two teams, I think, knocks them out. Now, Chip Patterson on Thursday said he thinks those two teams still get in the playoff.
I got a problem with that. When Wisconsin loses to Illinois, and Illinois is not a good football team, and Wisconsin's one of your powerhouses, that to me is a big shot at the Big Ten, that this is not that good of a conference. I think Ohio State has a shot. I'm not sold on Penn State either. But if they get knocked off by Wisconsin, they're out. Because I think Wisconsin couldn't match up with Ohio State.
So Ohio State this weekend will face Wisconsin.
Right.
Okay. Then it's Maryland, Rutgers, then Penn State at home, and then at Michigan.
And at Michigan.
So,
and until Harbaugh, same thing. Until you beat Ohio State, I'm not going to believe it.
They go undefeated. Yeah, they're top.
And then they got a Big 12 champion, a Big 10 championship right. game.
So it'll be interesting to kind of see that from that perspective. Saints, get your quick take on that if you want before we get back. I want to play some Teddy. The things that really stood out. Give me a game ball. Who are you patting on the back and who needs to have a seat with coach? Is it just the special teams playing overall?
You want to do it now? You want to hold up?
Right out of the break, where hour three is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the NOLA area. 2025 St. Charles Avenue in Orleans Parish. Any delivery orders over $20, they'll deliver it to you for free. We got food in the deli, cigar room, 700 beers in a walk-in cooler, 150 types, by the way, in that 50-square-foot area for the cigar room. So walk in, and it's for anything. Bachelorette parties, stopping in on the weekend. Like I said, any of these holiday parties are going to be coming up here. You want to find something rare? You want to find something cool? The cooler on the right we never got into. They have a ton of vodkas in a cooler that are chilled, if you like, already. So it's just a really cool store. I recommend you go pay a visit.
I kind of lost focus with the bachelorette parties. You know?
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that. Hey, Jordan.
Go figure.
What did you do this weekend? Exactly. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. I feel
the magic in customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Join Golden Motors for their 5th annual car show on October 26th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., kicking off the morning with a 5K run-walk to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, followed by the car show, arts and crafts, and live music. Food will be sold by our local Boy Scouts, Troop 325. It's the perfect day to test drive our 2019 Silverado and our new 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HDs. Check us out at Golden Motors on the back road in Cutoff. 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
Ready, set, hunt! Home Attractor has your John Deere Gator UTV ready. With our Gear Up for Fall promotion, there's never been a better time to buy. Save $500 off of all full-size Gators and get 0% for 48 months. These units have the power to pull disc and haul enough feed to make your pickup truck blush. Hurry! Offer ends October 25th, 2019. Financing subject to credit approval. Down payment may be required. Some restrictions apply. See Home Attractor for details.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable year-round comfort with a new HVAC system installed by the pros at Tiger Temperature. We're the local team you can trust. Call Tiger Temperature today at 985-492-7295.
Come to Tracy's Original Irish Channel Bar on 30 Magazine Street. When you do, try the best roast beef po' boy in town. Tracy's only serves Louisiana seafood. Trust me, I know. I've gotten my share of fresh, off-the-boat shrimp from Jeff's cooler in the kitchen myself. You'll find something you'll love and enjoy on the menu. From wings to salads to po' boys, you'll be watching sports all day on the 20 TVs that make it the best sports bar in town. UFC fights, NFL, MLB, NHL package, all the college networks, they got it. Tracy's, 30 Magazine Street in the Irish Channel.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Have you been watching Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, their version of, obviously, College Game Day?
Have
you
been watching that, Jay? I've watched a little bit of it, not much.
Reggie, Matt Leinart, Urban Meyer, part of the panel of analysts.
I'm not an Urban Meyer fan.
I'll say this. I think he's been pretty good.
He's a good analyst.
Right.
I think just his arrogance.
No, I hear you, but he's been pretty good.
He is.
And you're going to like what he has to say about this. The question on the bottom is, what have we learned from the first half of the season? And a lot of it is obviously that, you know, Alabama faced the mighty Tennessee Volunteers. And, you know, I mean, some of the teams on the schedule this year are pretty, even though he'll be the first one to pound his little, you know, podium, spilling over the Coke bottle that strategically placed for advertisement purposes. And, you know, and he's like, well, you know, they got to play us. People got to, remember you heard that a couple weeks ago? Well, people got to want to play us. And then I loved several teams, Troy being one, said, we'll play you. We'll cut us the check. But it's true. Like, so he says teams won't play him. For some strange reason, this SEC formula favors them
slightly.
This was Urban Saturday.
By the formula that's out there to say who are the four best teams. We're working on changing that, though, Coach, aren't we?
Well, I got one right here.
No, that's legit. You do have it. That's
absolutely.
We're working on that.
And I think, you know, the committee does a good job. It's an imperfect system.
Right.
Take subjectivity out of it. There has to be mandates. For example, I think you should go on the road. You go home and home with an opponent. You and a top 25 team. You have to go do that. Get rewarded for that. Some teams don't go on the road and play. How is that fair to teams that make decisions that go? Yeah. I think you need to play 9 conference games. Some teams play 8, some people 9, and you go. You get rewarded for who you beat. When I hear someone say, look test, or I think, that's not fair. And here, I'm going to give you an example. 2014, we're playing Wisconsin. And I know in my heart, and plus over the headsets are reminding me, I have the ones in there. We're winning 45-0 in the third quarter. I leave them in because I don't think the eye test and people think is going to get enough to bump TCU and Baylor.
Right.
First of all, the player's welfare and safety is at risk. Now, why are you keeping that kid in there? Mm-hmm. Take him out of the game. But I had to protect our school and our team and try to put more points. And then sportsmanship. I don't agree with that. Did I do it? I did it because I had a job to do, and I was get Ohio State in the playoff.
Yeah.
Do I think that's right? That's wrong because the eye test, or I think, take that out of the equation.
Yeah.
Put a point system together. When you get a win over a top 25 team, that counts for something. When you win a top five team on the road, that counts for something. That also penalizes the teams that don't do that.
Yeah. We're going to right those wrongs on that.
Look, again, I think he makes some valid points there. That's why I was bringing it up just now a little bit ago in the last segment. Auburn's been bumped up now to number 9. And, I mean, it would be another top 10 win for LSU this season. And that's what I'm saying. It's like when you look at it, if they do suffer a loss this year, they've had to play teams that are ranked in the top 10 more than others. More than Ohio State and Penn State and all them just yet. So will it get like that and even out towards the end of the year? Yes, maybe. But I like what he's saying there, but it's true, though. I mean, Alabama's test this year, where are they?
You know, I think they could change a couple of things. One, the rankings need to go away forever. There should not be a ranking saying this team is number 1, this team is number 2, because that's what causes the controversy. And basically, each week, it's what have you done for me lately? They're not taking in the entire year. If you're ranked number 1 at the beginning of the season, all you got to do is keep winning. There could be a team unranked that is just as good as the number 1 team, but they have such a hard road to overcome because they started out unranked, and it's not fair. Do away with the ratings. Have a team, they're close, but get a bunch of ex-coaches like Bobby Bowden and guys who have retired that no longer want to be in coaching and have them vote. Here are the best teams in the country. There are zero ratings throughout the entire year. None. And that'll solve a lot of the problems.
I think if you expand the playoff system,
I think that would
solve
help.
It as well.
I think you need at least 8.
I like the rankings and I like the standings. And look, and I say that because then you have schools like, let's say, Tulane, which failed to get the job done this weekend. But still, that helps you recruit. That helps you feel good about yourself. You like being able to say you wanted a top 10, top 25, top 5, number 1 ranking in the country. But to Urban Meyer's point, you can earn that. And that's why I keep saying to all the fans that are, you know, LSU fans, give us our props. I mean, you go through the schedule you're about to go through, and you wind up either unbeaten or you ain't got to worry about it.
Right.
We're going to call you a really good football team, and then you got to go win 2 games. You know, you got to win the semifinal, then you got to win the national championship game if you get into that. So
the problem,
it's going to come.
The problem, though, Gus, in college, it's not like the NFL. The NFL puts out their schedule after the season is over for next year. In college, you have to book these in advance of 3 or 4 years.
Right,
so
exactly
you may
right.
put a team like a couple years ago,
that
I can't remember who it was.
Wound up being bad.
Somebody
or
put Oregon
bad,
on their
good.
Schedule, and
right.
Oregon happened to be down that year.
Right.
So you
Understand.
Can't control that.
Understand.
And so it's really difficult for teams to say there's going to be years where your schedule is ridiculously hard, and then
yep.
somewhere it's ridiculously 100%. Easy.
Totally get that. Here's the other thing element, though, I do like, too. If you do expand the playoff, because again, this boils down to you can't suffer losses. You can't suffer a loss.
Right.
You know? And if you do, it has to be early. So you have time to get, but I want to see those big games. I want to see teams take on and be opponents and things of that nature. So if you expand the playoff to more than 4, it will allow more teams to do that.
You've got to go. Look, you could eliminate the championship games in the conferences because you don't know if a conference may have just one solid team and everybody else is bad,
yeah.
then that conference game does nothing for them. Put an 8-team playoff. I've been preaching this till I'm blue in the face. All 5 champions get in of each conference. You put the best small school who is the best small school in there. That makes 6, and that gives you 2 wild cards to reward somebody
right.
who is good in a conference, but there may be somebody better and lost the championship.
All right, give me your game ball. Pat on the back, and who needs to have a seat with Coach?
Sean Payton has got to get the game ball. I mean, to go in there without Drew Brees, without Kamara, without Cook, that's ridiculous to be able to blow the Bears out. Pat on the back is just about everybody else. Seat on the bench is Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn, huh?
I mean, he can't keep dropping balls like that. I mean, that's you just can't do it. I almost want to give one to Austin Carr. Again, I don't know what happened, but there was a pass he threw. Teddy kind of looked at him funny. As soon as he went to the sidelines, Drew grabbed him, and Drew started explaining something to him. So I think he ran the wrong route. He came back and did it again, yeah. and Teddy missed him, and you never saw him after that. So
oh,
I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure, but –
is a possibility.
Hour 3 brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in NOLA, 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Uptown Ruler. Going to you out at a break, Mr. Bill. After Uptown Ruler, got about 5 minutes when we get back. Try to split it with you two on ESPN New Orleans.
This Tulane Greenway football report is sponsored by Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma. Call 985-868-0430.
Tulane entered Saturday night's game against Memphis just outside the top 25 against a Tigers team that was just in the top 25. And if the final score is any indication of the gap, well, it's a big one. 47-17, the final in Memphis, as the Tigers offense was just unstoppable. Tulane failed to get a sack on Memphis's Brady White. He was 21 of 29 for 358 yards and 5 touchdown passes. 470 yards of offense overall. Kenneth Gainwell combined for 307 yards as he becomes the first player for Memphis and the first in FBS history to have 200 yards receiving and 100 yards rushing in a game since Troy Edwards did it for Louisiana Tech back in 1997. Tulane's Justin McMillan, he was 15 of 28 for 187 yards, one TD with 3 interceptions in the game. Tulane's ground game put up 146, led though by McMillan's 89 yards on 15 carries. Tulane will now look to rebound at Navy next Saturday at 2:30. For more on The Wave, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans.
This Tulane Green Wave football report has been sponsored by Fleet Supply Warehouse, located in Houma on Venture Boulevard. Call 985-868-0430.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today. Start a team and raise funds at walkms.org.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair. For the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon, right here on ESPN 100.3.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Sharing is caring. Uptown Ruler, Mr. Bill, got to split the time here. Joey, we got about 3.5, 4 minutes, something around there? Okay, roughly around there. Okay, Uptown Ruler, give me your best 90 seconds so Mr. Bill can have some time. What you got, man?
Hey, man, look, we skinned that bear alive.
There it is.
And we're going to take care of them. We're going to take care of them Cardinals. We're going to stop them from flying this weekend. I will be there tomorrow. Y'all just be there or I'll come and get y'all.
Oh, you're gonna see us at Tracy's tomorrow, Third of Magazine?
Yeah, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Ooh, Uptown
Brewers. This is my roast beef and my two roast beef and my daiquiri ready.
I'll see what I can do with the daiquiri, but the roast beef is done deal. Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Mr. Bill, what you got for us, man?
Hey, how's it going today, fellas?
Doing well.
About this game and about this season in general, starting mostly in game three, the formula for success has been extremely simple, and it's what you hear every coach say every time they do an interview about what the plan is to win the ball game. Mm-hmm. It's control the line of scrimmage. That is the key, and that's what they're doing. On both sides of the ball, on offense and defense, they are controlling the line of scrimmage. So Teddy can do what he wants to do, and, you know, Murray and Kamara can run around, and Sean Payton can get all cute, but that's where it begins and ends, and that's exactly what they're doing. Do you agree?
I mean, when you control the line of scrimmage and you can do that, it just helps you on every front, right? I mean, the secondary is getting more interceptions the last several weeks because you're getting a pass rush. You got back Sheldon Rankins a lot earlier than a lot of people thought, and then all of a sudden now you have a two-deep rotation there. You're seeing all the different things that Marcus Davenport's been able to help with, right? Whether it's directly, indirectly, freeing up space, what have you. You're getting pretty good play out of the linebacking position. I meant to mention it, Pro Football Focus – had a tweet about DeMario Davis here a sec ago. Here it is. DeMario Davis earned an elite 91.7 overall grade in the win over the Bears and was the highest graded Saints defender. The man in the middle totaled 5 tackles, 4 defensive stops, pair of pressures while allowing a season low 9 yards in coverage. So again, the defense is just playing well, but it starts up front, right? And on the O-line, I mean, Teddy's jersey was white yesterday, Mr. Bill. It was white in Soldier Field.
Well, you look at these guys, and every single game that we've played so far, we've had to go against an elite pass rusher. You know, you had T.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, Jadeveon Clowney. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't even remember all the names. But
Khalil Mack yesterday.
Khalil Mack. No sack.
Yeah, Barrett was killing it for Tampa when they showed up.
No sack. Jadeveon Clowney, no sack. What's his name? Robert Quinn, no sack.
Yeah.
The guy was on fire when we played. No sack. And, you know, that bodes well. I mean, that bodes really, really well for the rest of the season. Because, you know, when Breeze comes back and everybody gets healthy, and if that offense can do like Brian thought they were going to do at the beginning of the season, you know, greatest show on turf, then they'll basically be unstoppable because nobody will be able to score, and then nobody will be able to stop it.
Mr. Bill, like I said, I said it Friday going into this game. They come out and win that game, and I meant by a point. By the way they did it yesterday, I really feel this way. You're going to have to call me up and convince me why another team's better than the Saints, at least in the NFC. You know, I just
– totally agree.
They're going to have to convince me. This isn't homerism. This isn't anything other than I can give you reasons why that team's going to have a chance to win in every game they play. And that's a sign of a good team, a great team, as a matter of fact. If you can go into every game, and I think you can the rest of the way.
And you got, you know, great things happening on special teams. We got one of the best punters in the league, if not the best punter.
Dude, and Deontay Harris showed Mr. Bill yesterday that ability. Hopefully he's still healthy, but it got called back, but he has that ability and it can happen, and that's a huge, huge thing. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it so much. Thanks to everybody that tuned us in today. Tomorrow we'll be over at Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine Street. Going to be there on Tuesdays. Come on by, have some lunch with us. We'll have a spare headset if you want to give your take as well. And of course, you'll hear from Coach Tim Rebo, Billy Napier of the Cajuns, Head Coach Willie Fritz as well from the Tulane Green Wave, and maybe you can throw some roast beef gravy at Jordan. How about that?
No.
No?
We're not doing
it. I don't know. It'll be fun. Thank you for tuning us in. Thanks to our sponsor of the King Firm, 511 by Carl Malone and Avenue Wine and Spirits. Matt Moscona up next on ESPN New Orleans.